is CJ Kinney for Esoterica, a short feature that delves into the realms of the extraordinary. And I just got a really fascinating email from my seminary. You may recall, I was ordained as an interfaith minister last year. An interfaith minister is someone who studies and honors all religions, faiths, and traditions, recognizing that there are as many paths to God as there are grains of sand and stars in the sky. So today's seminary email jumped deeply into the esoteric, introducing a new course called Kabbalah and Quantum Mechanics, a Healing Master's Program. Zounds, I exclaimed. Kabbalah and quantum mechanics rolled into one? Awesome! I'm into both those things, but really only from my armchair, so I am excited to learn more, and maybe you are too. So first things first, what is Kabbalah? Kabbalah, or Kabbalah as it may also be pronounced, is a mystical and esoteric discipline within Judaism that explores the nature of God and our relationship with both the divine and the material, God's creation. Its origins date back to early Jewish mystical practices, with its foundational text, the Zohar, penned in the 13th century. Central to Kabbalah are the concepts of Ein Sof, the infinite and unending creator of all, and the Sfirot, the manifestations of or channels through which God creates and reveals itself, often depicted as the tree of life. Now on to the second part of the program, quantum mechanics, which is the part of quantum physics that studies how quanta, or that which is smaller than a single atom, behaves. Quantum mechanics deals with the small stuff and can explain things in our world that traditional Newtonian physics, which deals with the big stuff, cannot. Why two forms of physics to explain one world? Indeed, the two are often at odds, with the very smallest parts acting completely differently from the whole of which it is itself an integral part. This juxtaposition continues to baffle scientists as they strive towards just one theory of everything, which would unify and explain the behaviors of both the micro and the macro. But we're not there yet, hence the two systems, with the quantum system way cooler than the Newtonian, because quanta are easily influenced. Literally just looking at it can change its form from a wave to a particle, or rather, from a possibility to a manifestation, which is kind of like the difference between the thought of an apple and one appearing right in front of you because you asked for it. While easier said than done, getting the micro to manifest the macro is at the core of many practices, including the power of intention, the law of attraction, the secret, and the Kabbalah. See how that all came together? So both Kabbalah and quantum mechanics study our effects on our surroundings, our very reality, and our ability to interact and manifest from it. A fabulous visual representation of this is shown in the movie What the Bleep Do We Know, where a millisecond before Marley Matten registers her reality, it is literally being built by her intentions. This is one of the reasons why our thoughts matter. Think of each thought like a quantum building block. Think it enough times like, I'm an idiot, or I'm so beautiful, and that's exactly what you're gonna get. Try it. Even industrialist Henry Ford knew this when he famously said, whether you think you can or you can't, you're right. Turns out, the world is built on a much more flexible matrix than we at first may have imagined. And this new course of study at my seminary might just be my ticket to understanding it. For Esoterica, I'm Reverend CJ Kinney. Thanks for listening.